Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 5th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Friday, we got an interesting note from one of our readers who noticed that images from Business Week got blocked by his proxy. So he went in to dive deeper into the blocked files and turned out that they include an odd piece of JavaScript that did itself include more code from a site Lamia Biocasa, which is an Italian site that sells various log cabins and such. Really inconclusive at this point. What's going on here? And it's one good example in how hard it sometimes is to figure out whether a site is malicious or not. At this point, at least, the site does not return any malicious content as far as we can tell. But then, of course, a lot of the newer exploit kits, for example, will hide themselves unless they see a vulnerable browser actually accessing the page. And they're also very picky about referrers. So while we do have usually various tools to download the sites that try to emulate browsers as much as possible, that doesn't really always work. Now, there are some decent indications that there is some malicious content associated with that site or was associated with that site at some point. First of all, not really clear why the page is included in this Business Week page. Also, about 10,000 domain names point to this one IP address, which is very typical for these large hosting farms, which of course are a favorite target for attackers that try to hide malicious code using normal domains that people wouldn't necessarily associate with malicious activity. Business Week did clean the site. Initially, we saw it in the 404 page, but that's no longer there. That particular piece of code got removed. And Apple came out with a new version for iOS 6.01. The most important patches included in this update, in my opinion, are the WebKit updates. WebKit is the basic library behind Safari, and essentially anything that accesses web pages uses it typically in iOS. It's also used in other operating systems, but this particular patch just addresses iOS, and there are a couple of remote code execution flaws that certainly should be addressed rather quickly. I'm not aware of any sort of exploit out in the wild for these, but given all the attention iOS is getting lately and sort of the lack of malware for it in some ways, it may, of course, trigger some exploits to be released against these flaws. And with the release of Windows 8, French vulnerability research company VuPen announced that it already has vulnerabilities and working exploits for Windows 8 and Internet Explorer 10. Don't think that's a huge surprise. Don't think anybody expected Windows 8 to be vulnerability free. VuPen now, their business model is a little bit interesting in so far that they're not one of these companies that buys zero days for defensive purposes. However, their stated purpose is that they will actually then sell these vulnerabilities and exploits to governments more or less worldwide for offensive purposes. They typically do not release the vulnerability information to the makers of the respective software. And the latest target of Team Ghost Shell, a group or individual that made a name for itself by going after political targets, more or less, or targets for political reason, set its sight on Russia this time around and promised to leak something like 2.5 million user IDs and passwords. At this point, I'm not sure if they leaked that much, only looked at small samples, and kind of concur with what others have written about the data, that it's really sort of more random documents and database dumps, certainly not good for the affected companies. Now, the data leaked is mostly from commercial companies, not from government agencies. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.